So now Professor Wu.
Firstly, we would give my thanks to the Professor Gong Yushu and Professor Chen Yi, the host of this successful conference of origins of early writing system of the ancient, and also to the our sponsor, the conference of Henry Gmail. Thanks all to the everybody. From your speech, I learned a lot of. In 201, in the Rangoon of International Archaeological in Leiden, I applied for hosting IRA International Conference in 2007, and in this year in China, and the applications was approved. However, in last year, the committee council, Changchun is my institute, as the place of the conference, because our city was inconvenient for the international travels and less attractive to the students of Europe and America, which made me very disappointed, since I lost a chance to invite the international colleagues who always give the support and helps to the Chinese archaeology. However, today, my disappointment has totally disappeared, since now Beijing, our capital, and the Beijing University, the second archaeological center in China, has successfully invited so many international archaeologists, scholars to China, and successfully hosted a high-level academic conference in China. Because China, before no one knew the cuneiform 30 years ago. Also for the conference also, so he did what I wish to do, but have no ability to do. So thanks again. And but however, I in Changchun, our institute have positions for the international archaeologist. We can invite the international archaeologist to work for half a year, 1 year, 2 years, and more. So I hope somebody of York have a chance to work with me. Now in Changchun, my institute students and I now work on the Sumerian text, mainly the economic text from Zweihaim during World Third period. To edit the archives of the World Third period was a quite difficult task for Chinese scholars before, because archaeological studies has been established in China only about 30 years, so we are missing many texts for the complete study of workers. So thanks to the Professor England and your cuneiform digital library initial project and other colleagues like David Owen, who directly sent me some text. So now we can read the cuneiform text or transliteration in the internet station. And we can read most text in the through the international like CDRI such stations, which greatly benefits and encourages the Chinese archaeological studies. As a reward, we hope we can do some contributions to the all this great the internet project for archaeology. Last year, I have published an article in Chinese about the differences between the cuneiforms, hieroglyphics, and Chinese characters and alphabet writings. My conclusion may be boring, but is there are only two kinds of writing in the world. One is the original and the ideographic writings, which includes Sumerian or Akkadian, Hittite cuneiforms, Egyptian hieroglyphics, and the Chinese characters. And another is the secondary and alphabetical spelling writing, which includes all Western writings and all the modern writings apart from Chinese and Japanese. For the ideographic writings, the shape of signs show readers the meaning, and then the reader can have a pronunciation or the similar. But for the spelling writings, the sound or pronunciations of words tell the meanings. Since Chinese writing is as old as and ideographic as Sumerian cuneiform, I believe that although we are later comers in archaeology than European and American scholars, but we have our older wisdom, ability, and writing advantage to research and correctly understanding the Sumerian cuneiform writings. And we wish we can present our contributions to the international archaeology, a greater human legacy left to us from ancient Mesopotamian people. Thank you, everybody here. 谢谢大家。